Hello everyone, it is me, Saida, and in this episode I'll be talking about how and why it is very important for you to overcome all the struggles you have that is based on your mental health struggles or struggles you have due to your disability. Or any other challenges that you might be dealing with. In my life, I had lots of struggles that I had to overcome it in my life, such as learning how to communicate better, learn how to interact better, learning how to walk, learning how to talk, learning how to overcome self-harming, learning how to overcome my pain from my trauma that I had, and learn how to overcome my fear of myself from breaking free after living at the side of suffering for decades, and learn how to overcome my struggles with my mental health conditions and my HS. It was very, very hard for me to do all those things, and it was hard because I know what to do, I know what to feel, I didn't know how to do it. I wasn't that educated in some of those areas at the time. And so when I got the tools I needed, I learned how to walk by doing therapy, and my mom helped me out as well. And I learned how to talk from home, and I learned how to read, and I learned how to become a better communicator by looking at all of my favorite journalist idols that I have. I always love watching The Ellen Show, and I always love looking at Ralph Emery, and I always looked at so many more journalists who I looked up to, and I love to watch their videos of how they was talking and communicating. And I learned a lot of my communication skills by watching them on TV. And I also love to look at Dan Rather as well. He inspired me to learn how to use my voice with confidence, strength, and power. I also learned how to overcome my struggles of my HS by listening to my favorite music and my musical anthems that I have, so I can know how to fight it, do it harder, and not give up. And I learned how to become more stronger by living with it. I learned how to overcome my fears of going to the hospital to get help and treatments for my HS. And I also overcame my struggle of getting myself put on the list for me to do my Humira treatment and Remicade. I also learned how to overcome my struggles of to stop self-harming by listening to my musical idols and watching their interviews. And I got help emotionally from NAMI. And it wasn't easy. It was very challenging. But I knew I had the mentality and the strength to get through it all. And I did it. And if you are struggling, don't never give up on yourself. Never give up. Just keep going and going. You can start yourself off with little by little. And it's still a good thing because you are trying. You're giving it your all. It's very important. You don't have to start off with the largest amount to get through what you are dealing with. You can start off very small. And you are still doing amazing. And you can start by just practicing what you want to do. You can write about it. You can talk to your reflection in the mirror about what you want to do this day and how you want to do it, how you want to move on. If you are struggling to tell a loved one what you have been dealing with or have dealt with in your life, you can write about it. You can record yourself on your camera talking about it. And you can do that little by little. Or if you are a singer, you can sing about it. And it will help you as well. Or if you are a dancer, or if you are a person who do theater, you can do those things as well. It will definitely help you out. And you can. There are also organizations as well. There's hope. All you have to do is be patient. Be patient with yourself. And don't give up. And don't be hard on yourself. You got this. Thanks for listening. Bye.